Shivi, the pasuk continues with the parsha of Bechor. Kol ha-Bechor, every firstborn, asher yivoled, that will be born, bivakarcha uvitzaynecha, in your cattle and in your sheep, hazochar, if it is born a male, tagdish l'Hashem alekecha, you should be magdish this Bechor to Hashem your God. And Rashi tells us that although the second the Bechor is born, it is already hegdish, there is still a mitzvah to verbally say that this is hegdish. To verbally say, Hare atah kadosh l'bechara, you are holy as a firstborn. And since a bechor has a kedusha, the pasuk says, Loisavoid bevchor sharecha, you may not work with your firstborn ox, Veloisagoiz bechor tseinecha, you may not shear the wool of your firstborn sheep. And Rashi tells us that the reverse is also true, you may not work with your firstborn sheep, and you may not shear your firstborn ox. However, Diber HaKosuv Behoive, the pasuk speaks of what is more common, working with your shar and shearing your sheep. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, before Hashem your God, which means within the walls of Yerushalayim, Toichalenu, you the Kohen shall eat the Bechor. Shana v'shana, year by year. And Rashi tells us, since it says Bishana, in a year, it is teaching us that it is a mitzvah for the Bechor to be brought as a korban within the first year of its life. However, if one did not, he can still be makrivit afterwards. And since the pasuk says shana v'shana, it says the word shana twice, the Torah is telling us that a bechor can be eaten over parts of 2 years. If it was shechted on the last day of the first year of its life, it will be eaten that day and the next day, which is the first day of its second year. From here we learn that a bechor can be eaten for 2 days and one night. And the Bechor shall be eaten in Yerushalayim, which is Bamokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem, the place that Hashem will choose, Ata Uvesecha, you the Kohen, and your household, which means your wives and your servants can also take part in eating the Bechor. V'chiyeh voimum, if the Bechor will develop a blemish, Piseach o Iver, whether it limps or it is blind, Koil Mumra, any serious mum, Loises Bochenu L'Hashem Elekecha, then you may not shecht it as a korban to Hashem your God, and the Bechor will become the private property of the Kohen. And Rashi tells us that the pasuk over here is saying a klal uprat uklal, a general statement followed by a specific statement, which is followed afterwards by another general statement. The pasuk says, V'chiyeh v'mum, if there will be in the Bechor a mum, which is mashma any mum, that is a klal. Piseach or iver, if it limps or if it's blind, that is a prat, a specific statement. Then it says, Koil mumra, any serious mum, which is again a klal, a general statement. And the halacha is, whenever you have a klal uprat uklal, we are marbe, we include anything that is similar to the prat, which in this case is anything that is similar to piseach oy iver. Just like piseach oy iver are mumim, blemishes, that are visible and do not heal, so too, any mum that is visible and does not heal will pasul the bechor from being brought on the mizbeach. However, a mum that is not visible and a mum that does heal will not pasul the bechor. And since this animal is not roi, is not fit to be brought as a korban anymore, and it does not have kedusha, therefore bisharecha toichalenu, you the kohen may eat it in your cities. You do not have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Hatomi v'ator yachtov katzvi v'chayol, a tome and a tor may eat it together, just like they may eat a tzvi and ayol, a deer and a hart, because a tzvi and ayol are chayos, and one may not bring a chaya as a korban on the mizbeach. Therefore, they do not have any kedusha. And a tame and a tor may eat it together. A tame, a person who is tame, can eat a tzvi and ayol, and so can a tor eat a tzvi and ayol that was in the plate that a tame ate from, because although the tame dik a person touched the meat of the tzvi and ayol and made a tame, still a person may eat that because there is no iser to eat meat of a tzvi and ayol which became tame. So too over here by the bechor. Since this bechor developed a mum and now became the private property of the kohen, and it does not have a kedusha of a bechor, therefore a tame and a tar may eat it just like something that is not a korban, a tzvi and ayol. Rak es domoy loy soichel, however its blood you may not eat, you must spill it on the ground like water. Why would you think that you can eat the blood of this animal, of this bechor that developed a mum? Rashi tells us, because by bechor we find a leniency that we do not find by any other kachin. Typically, when a korban develops a mum, in order to remove the kedusha of this animal, the animal must be redeemed first. However, by a bechor that develops a mum, no redemption is necessary. it becomes private property of the Kohen without a redemption. So I might think, since there is a leniency by a Bechor that develops a Mum, you might also be able to eat the blood of a Bechor that developed a Mum. That's why the Pasuk says, Rak Estom Eloi Soichel, you may not eat its blood. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yutes, Kol HaBechor, every Bechor Tagdish, you should be Magdish. Freikt Rashi, Uvamokim Acher Hu Oimer, in another place the Pasuk says, in Parashas Bechu Koisai, Lo Yagdish, you should not be Magdish a Bechor. So how can the Pasuk over here say, Tagdish, you should be Magdish it? HaKetzad, how is this possible? Zok Rashi, Einoi Magdish LeKorban Acher. Over there the Pasuk is telling you, Lo Yagdish, you cannot be Magdish it for another Korban, because it is already holy, it is already a Bechor, it's not yours to be Magdish for something else. Vikan, however, over here where the Pasuk says Tagdish, Limei, the Pasuk is teaching us, Shemitzvah Loimar Hareato Kodosh LeBechor. There is a mitzvah for you to say that this Korban is holy as a Bechor, although it was already holy beforehand. The Pasuk is telling us that there is a mitzvah to verbally be Magdish this Korban by saying, Hareato Kodosh LeBechor. Zok Rashi, Dover Acher, another Pshat, you cannot say that you could be Magdish this animal. The Pasuk says in Parashas Bechukosai that you cannot be Magdish this animal. The E.F. Shalomer lo yagdish, and you cannot say that you cannot be Magdish this animal. Shahri Kfar Nemar Tagdish, because over here in this Pasuk it says Tagdish, you could be Magdish this animal. Hoketzad, how is this possible? Zok Rashi, Magdishoi Ato Hegdish Iloi. You can be Magdish the extra value that you have in this animal. Although you don't own this animal because it belongs to the Kohen, you do own the rights that you can give this animal to any Kohen that you want to. That Eloi, that extra value, you could be Magdish. And the person who redeems it from Hegdish will pay that amount, and now he can give it to whichever Kohen he wants to. So when the Pasuk says in Bechu Koisai, Lo Yagdish, it means you cannot be Magdish it as a different carbon. And over here where it says Yagdish, it means you can be Magdish the value of the right to give it to any Kohen that he chooses. Zok Rashi, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha Toichalenu, before Hashem your God, you shall eat it. Who is it referring to? Lekoyen Hu Omer. It is referring to the Kohen. The Kohen should eat it in Yerushalayim. Shekvar Motzinu Shehumi Matnas Kohuno. Because we already know that Bechor is one of the gifts given to the Kohen. Echot Tam VeEchot Balmum. Whether it is a Tam without a Mum, or whether it is a Balmum, in either case it belongs to the Kohen. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Korach, Uvisorom, and their flesh, the flesh of a Bechor, Yulecha will be to you, will be to the Kohen. And since it says Uvisorom and their flesh in the plural, it is referring to a Tam and a Balmum. Whether it is a Tam without a Mum, whether it is a Balmum, in either case it belongs to the Kohen. Zok Rashi Shana Vishana, since it says Vishana in a year, Mikan, from here we learn, She'ein Mashin Oisai Yoiser Al Shinasai. You should not allow the Bechor to linger and not to be brought as a Korban past its first year. Yachol Yehei Posel Mishra Ava Shinasai, I might think that it is disqualified after the first year. On that Rashi says, it is not, because Kfar Hukish L'Maiser, it is already compared to Maiser Sheni. Shinemar, the Pasuk says earlier, the Ochalta Lufnei Hashem Lekecho, Masar Degoncha, Tiroi Shechavi Tzarecho, you should eat before Hashem your God the Maiser Sheni of your grain, your wine, and your oil. And then the Pasuk says, Uvechoris Bekorcha B'tzaynecho, and the firstborn of your cattle and your sheep shall be eaten by the Kohen in Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk places Bechor right next to Maiser Sheni. Ma Maiser Sheni Einu Nifsal Mishono L'Chaverto, just like Maiser Sheni, does not become disqualified from one year to the next. If one did not eat the Maiser Sheni of this year in Yerushalayim, he may eat it the next year in Yerushalayim. Af Bechor Einu Nifsal, so to a Bechor does not become Pasul after its first year. Elo Shem Mitzvah Toich Shinosei. The Pasuk over here that says Bishana is telling us that it is a mitzvah to bring it within its first year. Zok Rashi, Shana Vishana, why does it say Shana twice? It is to teach us, if the Bechor was shechted on the last day of its first year, you will eat it on that day which is the last day of its first year, and also on one day of the next year, which is the next day. Limeid, this teaches us, Shenechal Shnei Yomim V'Layla Achas, that a Bechor can be eaten for 2 days and one night. And this is learned from the fact that the Pasuk says Shana V'Shana, which teaches us that it can be eaten over parts of 2 years. Zok Rashi, Mum, Klal. When the Pasuk says Mum, that is a general statement. Piseach o iver, whether it limps or is blind. Prat, that is a specific statement. Kol mum ra, any serious mum, chazer uklal. Again, that is a general statement. So we learn out from here that it must be similar to the prat. Ma ha prat mefurish mum hagoloi, just like the prat, is a visible mum ve'enoi choizer, and it does not heal. Af kol mum shebegoloi ve'enoi choizer, so too any mum that is visible and does not heal will be pasul. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of the Sholosh Regolim. Shomar es chodesh ha'aviv. Watch the month of ripening. Be careful that Nisan should come out at the time when things ripen. Because if it comes out too early, you should add a month to the year, add an extra Adar. This way Nisan will fall out when the Tfuah ripens. Ve'osiso Pesach l'Hashem Elokecho, and you shall make the Korban Pesach to Hashem your God. Ki b'chodesh ha'aviv, because in the month of ripening, hoitziyacho Hashem Elokecho mi'mitzrayim, Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, loilo at night. And although Klal Yisrael did not leave Mitzrayim at night, but rather they left the next morning, since Paroi was trying to force Klal Yisrael to leave at night, like the Pasuk says, Paroi said, Kumu tzu'u mitoich ami, therefore the Pasuk considers it as if they left at night. V'zavachto Pesach l'Hashem Elokecho, and you shall shecht the Korban Pesach to Hashem your God, tzoin from sheep. The Korban Pesach can be brought from sheep or goats. Uvokar, and the Shalmi Chagigo will be brought from bokar, from cattle. Because the halacha is that the Korban Pesach must be eaten when a person begins to feel full. If many people are counted on one Korban Pesach, then each one will only receive a small portion of the Korban Pesach, and they will still feel hungry after eating the Korban Pesach. In such a situation, a Shalmei Chagiga was brought before the Korban Pesach, and they would eat the meat of this Korban before the Korban Pesach, so that when they eat the Korban Pesach, even a small part of it, they will be full. And this Shalmei Chagiga shall be brought from bokar, from cattle. Bamokoi Mashayivcha Hashem L'shaken Shemay Shom. In the place that Hashem will choose to rest His name over there, in Yerushalayim you shall bring these Korbanos. Loisoichal Olav Chomet. You shall not eat chametz with the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara learns out that from the time that one may shech the Korban Pesach, chametz is aser, which is from the 6th hour and on the 14th day of Nisan. Shivas yomim tochal olav matzois, for 7 days you shall eat matzois. Lechem oini, the bread of affliction. Because while Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they ate matzois. The Mitzrayim fed them matzois because it was very cost effective to feed the slaves matzois. Since matzois remain in a person's stomach for a long time, they only had to feed them very small amounts of matzah in order to keep them full. So the pasuk is saying that you shall eat matzois as a zecher, as a remembrance of what you ate in Mitzrayim, the lechem oini, which is the bread that you ate while you were afflicted in the land of Mitzrayim. And also, ki v'chipazon yotzasa me'aretz Mitzrayim. In a rush, you left Mitzrayim, and therefore you did not have time to allow your dough to rise, and therefore on the way out, you ate matzois. The pasuk is telling us that we eat matzois for two reasons. One is a zecher la'abdus, a remembrance of when we were slaves, that we ate matzah in Mitzrayim. And one is a zecher l'cherus, a remembrance that when we left Mitzrayim, we were rushed out, and we did not have time to allow the dough to rise. L'ma'an tizkar, in order that you should remember by eating Korban Pesach and by eating matzah, es yoim tzeisecha me'aretz Mitzrayim, the day that you went out of the land of Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecho, for all the days of your life. And not only is there an iser to eat chametz, there is an iser to have chametz, as the pasuk says, v'lo yero lecha se'or b'chol gvulcha shivas yomim, this should not be seen by you, leaven, in all your boundaries for 7 days, v'lo yolin min abosar asher tizbach bo'erev, Bayoim Horishon Laboiker. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the second half of this pasuk. According to Rashi's first pshat, the pasuk is talking about the Korban Pesach, and it is telling us that you may not leave over the Korban Pesach until the next morning. It shall be eaten that night and not left over until the morning. And although this was already stated in Parshas Boy by the Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, the pasuk is repeating it over here to tell us that for Pesach Doiros, for Korban Pesach that is brought for all generations, it has the same halacha that it should not be left over until the morning. And the pasuk reads like this, V'lo yolim min habosor, and you shall not leave overnight from the flesh of the Korban Pesach, asher tizbach bo'erev, the Korban Pesach that was shechted in the afternoon, bayoim harishon, of the day before Yontif, the Korban Pesach that was shechted on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. This Korban Pesach should not be left overnight, la boiker, until the morning. You should eat it before the morning. According to this pshat, the pasuk is referring to the Korban Pesach, and the words Bayom HaRishon is referring to the day before Yontif, Yud Dalad Nisan. Rashi's second pshat is that the pasuk is referring to the Shalmei Chagiga that are brought together with the Korban Pesach. And the pasuk is telling us that this Shalmei Chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and one night. And the pasuk reads like this: V'lo yolin min habosar, you should not leave overnight from the flesh of the Shalmei Chagiga, asher tizbach bo'erev, that you shechted on the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan. You should not leave it over by Yom HaRishon from the first day of Yontif, la boiker, to the morning of the second day. You may eat it on the 14th day and the 15th day. However, you should not leave it over from the Yom HaRishon from the first day, la boiker, to the morning of the second day. According to this pshat, the words by Yom HaRishon are not referring to the day before Yontif, but rather the first day of Yontif. And the pasuk continues, Lo sucha lizboyach es haposach, you are not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, ve'achat she'orecho, in one of your cities, asher Hashem elekecho noisin loch, that Hashem your God is giving you. Ki, rather, you should bring it, el hamokam asher yivcha Hashem elekecho l'shachin shemoi, to the place that Hashem has chosen to rest His name there, bring it to Yerushalayim, shom tizbach es haPesach, over there you should shech the Korban Pesach, ba'orev, in the afternoon, kivoy haShemesh, when the sun sets, Moyet Seisecha Mitzrayim, at the time that you left Mitzrayim. And Rashi tells us that the pasuk over here is telling us three different times. Ba'orev, which is the afternoon, is referring to the time that the Korban Pesach is shechted. Kivay HaShemesh, when the sun sets, is the time that the Korban Pesach is eaten. Moyet Seisecha Mitzrayim, the time you went out of Mitzrayim, which is the next morning, is referring to the time that if it was left over until then, it must be taken out to be burnt. Ubishalto, and you shall cook the Korban Pesach. And Rashi tells us that it does not mean you shall cook it, but rather you shall roast it, because the Korban Pesach was roasted tzliyesh. Ve'ochalto, and you shall eat it, b'mokom asher yivcha Hashem elekecho boy, in the place that Hashem will choose. Ufanisa v'aboiker, and you shall turn back in the morning, v'holachto lo'olecho, and go back to your tents. And Rashi tells us that when it says Ufonisa v'aboiker, you shall go back in the morning, it is not referring to the morning of the first day of Yontif, because you still have to remain in Yerushalayim to bring your korbanos oilos, which you have to bring when you are oile regel. Therefore, the pasuk is saying Ufonisa v'aboiker, turn back in the morning on the second day of Yontif. And the pasuk is coming to teach us that you must stay overnight on Matzoy Yontif in Yerushalayim until the next morning, the morning of the second day of Yontif. Sheshes yomim toichal matzois, for 6 days you shall eat matzois. And Rashi asks a contradiction, because in Parshas Bo it says shivas yomim matzois toichelu, you should eat matzois for 7 days. How can the pasuk say over here that matzois should be eaten for only 6 days? And Rashi offers two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is that for 7 days you can eat matzah from the old tfuah. However, for 6 days you can eat matzah from the new tfuah, because on the second day of Yontif, the Korban Omer was brought, and the Korban Omer permits you to eat the new Tfuah. Therefore, if you want to eat matzah from the old Tfuah, you can eat matzah all 7 days from the old Tfuah, even the first day. However, if you want to eat matzah from the new Tfuah, you can only eat from the new Tfuah from the second day of Yontif and on. Therefore, only for 6 days can you eat matzah from the new Tfuah. And Rashi's second shot is that since the seventh day was omitted, we learn out that on the seventh day there is no chiyuv, there is no obligation to eat matzah. And from there we learn out that just like on the seventh day there is no chiyuv, on all the days of Pesach there is no chiyuv. Only on the first night of Pesach, where the pasuk says bo'erev toichlu matzois, on that night you must eat matzah. Only on that night is there a chiyuv to eat matzah. And the pasuk continues, uvayom hashavi, and on the seventh day of Pesach, atzeres l'Hashem alekecho. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the word atzeres. Either atzeres means a restraining, you must restrain yourself from doing melacha, and the pasuk reads like this, atzeres l'Hashem alekecho, it is a restraining from Hashem your God. In what way is it a restraining? Loisasa melacha, you shall not do any work. According to Rashi's second shot, atzeres l'Hashem alekecho means it is a gathering for Hashem your God, where people gather together in order to eat and drink on Yontif. Zok Rashi Posuk Aleph, Shemor Eschodesh HaOviv, watch the month of ripening, in what way should you watch the month? Mikoidim boy oishemar, before it comes, you should watch it, sheyehei roi la'oviv, that it should be fit to be at the time when things ripen. Lahakriv boyes minchas ha'omer, in order that you can be makriv the minchas ha'omer from the new barley on the second day of Pesach. Vimlav aberes ashono, and if it does not come out at the time of ripening, make it a leap year and add an extra month of Adar. This way it will come out at the time of ripening. Zok Rashi mi Mitzrayim loylo, you went out of Mitzrayim at night. Frek Rashi v'haloi b'yoyim yotzu, didn't they go out during the day? Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, mi mochoras ha-Pesach yotzu b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went out the day after they shechted the Korban Pesach. And since they shechted the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan, that means that they went out on the 15th day of Nisan, during the day. El lefisha b'laylo, nosan lehem paru shus lotzeis, since at night Paroi gave them permission to leave. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vayikra l'Moshe u'l'Aharon laylo, Paroi called to Moshe and to Aharon at night, and said, Kumu, tzu'u mitoch ami, get up and go out of my nation, leave Mitzrayim. Since they had permission to leave then, it is considered as if they left at night. Zok Rashi v'zavachto Pesach l'Hashem l'kecho tzoyim, you should shech the Korban Pesach to Hashem your God from sheep. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Min ha'kevosim u'min ha'izim tikochu, you should take the Korban Pesach from sheep or goats. Zok Rashi uvokor, and cattle tizbach lechagigo, you should shech for a Korban Chagigo. She'im nimnu ala Pesach, chabura merubo, because if many people were counted on one Korban Pesach, meviim imoy chagigo, we bring together with the Pesach a Korban Chagigo. Kidei she'he nechel ala soiva, in order that the Korban Pesach should be eaten on a full stomach. Because if many people are eating one Korban Pesach, each person will receive a very small portion, and chances are they will not be full after they ate the Korban Pesach. That is why we bring a Korban Chagiga before the Korban Pesach. This way they fill themselves up on the Korban Chagiga, and when they eat even a small portion of the Korban Pesach, they will be eating it ala soiva. Va'idlomdu Rabbi Seinu dvorim harbe mipasuk zeh, and Chazal learned out many things from this pasuk. Zok Rashi lechem oini, why is matzah called lechem oini? Lechem shemazkir es ha'oini shenetzanu b'mitzrayim, the bread that reminds us of the affliction that we were afflicted in Mitzrayim. Because matzah was the type of bread that was fed to them in Mitzrayim, when they eat matzah, they will be reminded of their affliction in Mitzrayim. Ki b'chipozon yatzosa, because in a rush you left. Lehispik bosek lahachmitz, and your dough did not have enough time to rise. And this will be a remembrance for you. So you will eat the matzah as a remembrance for the time that you were slaves in Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim you were eating matzah. And also, you will eat matzah to remind you of the time that you left Mitzrayim, when you were rushed out of Mitzrayim, and you had to eat matzah because you did not have time to allow the dough to rise. And the rush was not on your part. Elo shel Mitzrayim, it was on the Mitzrayim's part. Shekeinu oimer, because the Pasuk says, Vatechezak Mitzrayim halaom, and the Mitzrayim pressured the nation to leave. Leman tizkar, in order that you will remember, Ayidei achilas ha-pesach va-matzah, through eating the Korban Pesach. And through eating the matzah, you will remember Esyoim tzeisecha, the day that you went out of Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi v'lo yolin min ha-bosar asher tizbach bo-erev v'yoyim horishon la-boiker. Azora lemoisir v'pesach doris. This is a warning not to leave over the flesh of the Korban Pesach for future generations. Lefi shelo nemar ela b'pesach Mitzrayim. Because we only know from the Pasuk in Parshas Bo'i that by Pesach Mitzrayim you are not allowed to leave it over until the morning. And you might think that maybe only over there by Pesach Mitzrayim you are not allowed to leave it over until the morning. Because over there the Pasuk says, V'ochalto oisoi b'chipozoin, you should eat it in a rush. So maybe since it has to be eaten in a rush, you also have to eat it in one night. However, Pesach Doreis, for the Korban Pesach in future generations, maybe it can be eaten in more than one night. That is why we need the pasuk over here to tell us also that by Pesach Doreis it must be eaten in one night. Zok Rashi v'yom rishon ha'omer kan, and the words yom rishon that it says in the pasuk, hu yudal b'nisan, that is referring to the 14th day of Nisan, the day before Pesach. Yom rishon means the day before. K'mo da'at omar, just like the pasuk says, ach b'yom harishon tashpisu se'or mibotechem, only on the day before Yontif you shall destroy the se'or from your house. So just like over there, Bayom HaRishon means the day before Yontif, Yudalad Nisan, so too over here, when it says Bo'erev Bayom HaRishon, it means the day before Yontif. And according to this pshat, the pasuk reads like this, V'layolim min ha-bosor, you shall not leave overnight from the bosor of the Korban Pesach, asher tizbach bo'erev bayom rishon, the Korban that you shechted on the afternoon of the day before Yontif, the afternoon of the 14th, you should not leave it over la-boiker until the next morning. And Rashi is bothered, why does the Pasuk have to be so specific to say that we are talking about the Korban that was shechted bayom harishon on the day before Yontif? Rashi answers, since the Pasuk already departed and went away from talking about the topic of Korban Pesach, and the Pasuk already started to speak about all 7 days of Yontif, keep going like the Pasuk says earlier, Shivas Yomim Teuchal Matzois, for 7 days you should eat matzois, and it should not be seen any yeast in your boundaries for 7 days. So the Pasuk is already speaking about all 7 days of Yontif. Hutzruch lefarish, therefore the Pasuk has to explain, Be'ezes vichuhu mazir, which shechting are we talking about? She'im kosav, if the Pasuk would have only said, V'lo yolim min ha-bosor asher tizbach bo'erev, la-boiker, you should not leave over from the flesh that you shechted in the afternoon. You should not leave it over till the next morning, and the Torah would not have said the words, Bayoim harishoin, Ha'isi Omer, I might have thought, Shlomim ha-nishchotim kol shiva kulam bebal seisiru. The Korban Shlomim that is shechted all 7 days throughout Yontif are all in the Isser of leaving it over. Ve'einon necholim el yom v'layla. And the Pasuk is saying that these Korbanos Shlomim are only eaten for 1 day and 1 night. And the truth is that all Korbanos Shlomim are eaten for 2 days and 1 night. Lekach kosav, therefore the Pasuk says, Bo'erev bayom harishon. We are talking about the Korban that was shechted in the afternoon of Erev Yontif, the Korban Pesach. And that may not be left over until the morning. However, a Korban Shlomim may be left over because it can be eaten for 2 days and 1 night. Zok Rashi, Dover Acher, another Pshat, B'chagigas Yudalet HaKosav Medaber. The Pasuk is not speaking about the Korban Pesach, but rather the Korban Chagiga that is brought together with the Korban Pesach. V'limid Oleho, and the Pasuk is teaching about her, Sheneecheles L'Shnei Yomim, that this Korban is eaten for 2 days. V'harishon Ha'omer Kan, and the word Rishon that is said in the Pasuk, B'yontov HaRishon HaKosav Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about the first day of Yontif. Unlike in the first Pshat, that the word Rishon meant the day before Yontif, in this Pshat, the word Rishon means the first day of Yontif. V'chein Mashmois HaMikro, and this is how the Pasuk reads, Boso Chagiga Asher Tizbach Bo'erev, the Korban Chagiga that will be shechted on the afternoon of the 14th, Lo yolim b'yontov harishon, you should not leave it overnight from the first day of Yontif ad boikro shalsheni to the morning of the second day. Avol ne'echelesi ba'arbo osar uvetesvo, but it can be eaten on the 14th day and the 15th day, but you should not leave it over until the morning of the 16th day. Bekachi shenuya b'mesech t'psochim, and that is the way it is learned in Mesech t'psochim. Zok Rashi bo'erev kivoy hashemesh moyei tseisecho mimitroyim. These are three different times. Bo'erev in the afternoon, which means Mishayshoyz Ulamalo, from the 6th hour and on, Zivocheu is the time that you shech the Korban Pesach. Uchivoy Hashemesh, and when the sun sets, Toichleu, you should eat the Korban Pesach. Umoyei Tseischo, and the time that you left Mitzrayim, Atosorfeu is the time to burn it. Kolomer Nasa Noiser, this means that it becomes Noiser leftover. V'yetzei lebeis ha-sreifa, and it shall be taken out to the place where it is burnt. Rashi means to tell us over here that on the morning it is not burnt because it is Yontif. However, it is taken out lebeis ha-sreifa to be burnt on the next day, on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Zok Rashi uvishalto, and you shall cook it. Zehu tzli'esh, this means that you should roast it. She'afu kore bishul, because roasting is also called bishul cooking. Ufanisa v'aboiker, and you shall turn back in the morning. Levoikro shalsheni, this is referring to the morning of the second day of Yontif. This cannot mean the morning of the first day, because you still have to stay in Yerushalayim on the first day in order to bring your karbonos oilos. So therefore it means on the morning of the second day. Melamed, this comes to teach you, shetotin lino leil shel matzoi Yontif, that you must stay overnight on the night of Matzah Yontif. You are not allowed to go back to your houses on Matzah Yontif, but you must stay overnight until the morning of the second day. Zok Rashi, Sheshes Yomim Teuchal Matzois, for 6 days you shall eat matzois. Uvamokim Achu Oimer, in another place the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim, for 7 days you shall eat matzois. So this seems to be a contradiction. And for Rashi, Shiva Min HaYoshon, For 7 days you can eat from the old tefuah, v'shisha min hachadosh, and for 6 days you can eat from the new tefuah. Because on the second day of Yontif, the Karban HaOmer was brought, and the Karban HaOmer permits you to eat from the new tefuah. Therefore, if you want to eat the matzah from the old tefuah, you can eat it for all 7 days of Yontif. However, if you want to eat the matzah from the new tefuah, you can only eat it after the Omer. Therefore, only 6 days remain to eat from the new tefuah. Zok Rashi Dova Acher, another pshat. Limei, the pasuk is teaching us by leaving out the seventh day, al achilas matzah b'shvi she'ena choyva, that eating matzah on the seventh day of Pesach is not an obligation. U'mikanat ha'loimeid l'sheishas yamin. And from the seventh day, we learn to the other 6 days that they too are not an obligation. Shari Shvi Bechlal Hoya, because the seventh day was included in the broad statement that all 7 days you should eat matzah. V'yotza min haklal, and it left that broad statement in this pasuk when it says 6 days you should eat matzah. So the seventh day was omitted. L'lame, to teach you, she'en achilas matzah boi choyva, that on the seventh day there is no obligation to eat matzah. El reshus, it is optional. The pasuk is not only telling us concerning the seventh day. The pasuk is telling us something concerning the whole broad statement, all 7 days. Mashvi reshus, just like the seventh day is optional, eating matzah is optional. Af kulam reshus, so too on all the days of Pesach, eating matzah is optional. Chutz milayla harishoin, except for the first night. Shakosuv kovay chayva. The pasuk says that it is an obligation. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, bo erev toichlu matzos. On the first night of Pesach, you must eat matzos. It is an obligation. Atzeres l'Hashem l'kecho. It is an atzeres to Hashem your God. And Rashi says two pshatim in the word atzeres. Either atzor atzmecho min amelocha. The word atzeres means a refraining. You shall refrain from doing work. Davar acher, another pshat, the word atzeres means a gathering. Kenufya, a gathering shel machal umishte, of eating and drinking. Lashon natzra na oisach, it is the same as the word natzra na oisach, which means, let us gather you and bring you into our house. And the pasuk continues with the yontif of Shavuos. Shavuos is the only yontif that does not have a set date on the calendar. It takes place after the Sfiras HaOmer, after the Omer count of 7 weeks, which is why the yontif is called Shavuos, which literally means weeks. The count begins on the second day of Pesach, when the new crop is harvested to gather the barley for the Korban HaOmer. And the pasuk says, Shiva Shavuos Tispar Loch, 7 weeks you shall count for yourself, Mehochel Chermesh Bakomo, when the sickle is first put to the standing crop, which means when you cut the barley for the Omer, which is at the beginning of the harvest season on the 16th day of Nisan, Tochel Lispar, you shall begin counting Shiva Shavuos, 7 weeks. Ve'osisa, and you shall observe Chag Shavuos L'Hashem Elokecha, the Yontif of Shavuos to Hashem your God, Misas Nidvas Yodcha Asher Titein, according to the amount that your hand can afford, Kasher Yivarechcha Hashem Elokecha, like the amount of money that Hashem your God has blessed you with. According to the amount that your hand can afford, you should bring Karbonoi Shlomim and invite guests to your table on the Yontif of Shavuos. And Rabbeinu Bechaye says that this is true by all Yomim Tovim, that you should buy Karbonois and invite guests according to your financial status. The pasuk over here is telling us a chiddush, that even by the Yontif of Shavuos, which is only for 1 day, you should not be lax in bringing Karbonois and inviting guests. And the pasuk continues, V'somachto lefnei Hashem Elokecho, and you shall rejoice before Hashem your God, which means that you should bring Karbonois Shlomim on the Yontif of Shavuos, Ato you, uvincha uvitecho, and your son and your daughter, ve'avdecho ve'amasecho, and your slave and your maidservant, ve'halevi asher bisharecho, and the levi that lives in your cities, ve'hager ve'hayosoin ve'ho'amono asher bikivecho, and the ger, the orphan, and the widow that live in your midst, v'amokem asher yivcha Hashem elokecho l'shaken shemayshom. You should bring these karbonos shlomim in the place that Hashem will choose to rest His name over there, in Yerushalayim. And the Torah lists 8 categories of people that a Yid should include in his own joy. 4 of them are poor, the Levi, the Ger, the Yosoim, and the Almono, and 4 are members of the person's own household. Bimcha, Bitcha, Avdecha, Va'amosecha. Hashem is saying, if you watch my 4, you watch the Ger, the Levi, the Yosoim, and the Almono, then I will watch your four, your son, your daughter, your Eved, and your Amma. V'zacharta, and you shall remember, ki Eved ha-Yisa b'Mitzrayim, that you were a slave in the land of Mitzrayim. And I took you out of Mitzrayim on this condition, that v'shomarta v'osisa, you shall observe and do es ha-chukim o'ele, these chukim. I took you out of Mitzrayim in order that you should keep the Yomim Tovim, bring karbonos on those days, and also invite poor guests to your table. Zok Rashi Pasuk Tes, that you start counting the Sfira Mehochel Chemesh Bakoma from the time that the sickle is first put to the standing crop. Zok Rashi Mishiniktzar HaOmer, this means the time that the Omer was harvested, Shehu Reishis HaKotzir, which is at the beginning of the harvest season. Misas Nidvas Yodcha, you should bring karbonos according to what you can afford. Dei Nidvas Yodcha, a sufficient amount according to what your hand can afford. Hakoy lefi abrocha, everything goes according to the brocha that Hashem has given you. Havei shalmi simcha, you should bring shlomim of simcha, v'kadesh kuruyim lechol, and invite guests to eat. If you are very wealthy, you should bring more karboni shlomim, and you should invite more people to your table. However, if you can't afford that much, then you may bring less karbonos and also invite less people. V'halevi v'hager v'hayosoin v'ho'amono, Zok Rashi, arbo sheli, these four of mine, the Levi, the Ger, the Yosem, and the Almono, kineged, correspond to arbo shelcho, the four of yours, bincho bitcho avdcho v'amosecho, your son, your daughter, your Eved, and your Amo. Im ato misamech sheli, if you will make happy mine, you will make happy the Levi, the Ger, the Yosem, and the Almono, ani misamech shelcho, I will make happy yours, your son, your daughter, your Eved, and your Amo. V'zocharto, and you shall remember, ki Eved ha-Yisa b'Mitzrayim, that you were an Eved in the land of Mitzrayim, al-manaskein pidosicho, on this condition I redeemed you from Mitzrayim, she-tishmor v'ta'ase es ha-chukim o'ele, in order that you should observe and keep these chukim, the chukim of the Yomim Tovim. And the pasuk continues with the Yontif of Sukkos. Chag ha-Sukkos ta'ase lecho shivas yomim, the Yontif of Sukkos you shall make for yourself for 7 days. And since the pasuk says ta'ase, it is alluding to the asiyas ha-sukkah, the building of the sukkah. When should this yontif of sukkahs fall out? Be'aspecha, at the time when you gather in migarnecha, your grain from the threshing floor, umiyikvecha, and your wine from the wine pits. According to this pshat, be'aspecha is telling you when the yontif of sukkahs should come out. Be'aspecha, when you gather in migarnecha umiyikvecha, from your garin and from your yekef. However, Rashi tells us a second shot that the pasuk is telling us what the schach should be made of. Be'ospecha, with what you gather from the threshing floor and with what you gather from the wine pits. Psoiles garin v'yekev, the waste of the threshing floor and the waste of the wine pits. That is what should be used for your schach. Psoiles garin is referring to husks and stalks of grain. Psoiles yekev is referring to leaves, twigs, and branches from the grapevine. The pasuk is saying that schach can only be made from something that grew from the ground, is detached from the ground, and cannot be mekabel tumah, cannot be susceptible to tumah. This excludes food and vessels because they are susceptible to tumah, and it also excludes stone and metal that do not grow from the ground. And the pasuk continues, v'samachto b'chagecho, and you shall rejoice on your yontif, and this is referring to the karbonos shlomim that you must bring on yontif. Ato you uvincho uvitecho, your son and your daughter, va'avdecho va'masecho, and your slave and your maidservant, va'halevi va'ager va'yosan va'amono asher bishorecho, and the Levi, the Ger, the Yosan, and the Amono that live in your cities. Shivas yomim, for 7 days, tochog la'shem alekecho, you shall celebrate to Hashem your God, ba'mokoim asher yivchar Hashem, in the place that Hashem will choose, ki yivarecho Hashem alekecho, because Hashem your God has blessed you, b'choil tuvuasecho, with all of your crop, uvechol maase yodecho, and with all the work of your hands, vehoyisa ach someach. And Rashi tells us that this is not a command to be happy, because that is learned out from the pasuk v'samachto b'chagecho in pasuk Yudalev. Rather, this is a promise and an assurance that you will be happy. Vehoyisa ach someach, you will be only happy. And Rashi tells us a second shot that from the pasuk v'samachto b'chagecho we learn out that the first 7 days of Yontif, you must bring karbonos shlomim. The pasuk v'hoyisa ach someach is coming to add that you must eat the karbonos shlomim also on the night of Shmini Atzeres. You should bring many karbonos on the 7th day of Yontif in order to eat them on the night of Shmini Atzeres. And once we know that there is a Chiyuv Simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres, we can learn out from a Kal V'Chomer that on the day of Shmini Atzeres, there surely is a Chiyuv Simcha. And the Baal HaTurim points out that by the Yontif of Pesach, we do not find that the Torah says Simcha. By Shavuos, it says Simcha once, in Pasuk Yud Aleph. And by Sukkot, it says Simcha twice, V'somachto b'chagecho and V'hoyiso ach sameach. Baal HaTurim explains, on Pesach, when the Tevuah is still standing in the fields, there is no Simcha yet. On Shavuos, when the Tevuah is cut, but not yet in people's houses, it says Simcha once. However, on Sukkot, when the Tevuah has already been brought into the houses, there it says Simcha twice. And the Pasuk continues that three times a year, every male must come to be Oyle Regel and bring Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosh pa'amim bashana, three times a year, Yeroya kol zuchurcha, all of your males shall be seen, Espenei Hashem Elokecha, before Hashem your God, Bamokor Mashe Yivchar, in the place that Hashem will choose in Yerushalayim. Bechag HaMatzos, by the Yontif of Pesach, which is called Chag HaMatzos, Uvechag HaShavuos, and by the Yontif of Shavuos, Uvechag HaSukos, and by the Yontif of Sukkos. V'lo Yeroa Espenei Hashem Reikom, and he shall not be seen before Hashem empty-handed. Every Jew must bring Karbonos Oilois and Karbonos Shlomim. Ish kematen as yodoi, every person according to what he can give, kivirkas Hashem alaykecha asher nosaloch, according to the bracha of Hashem that he has given you. If a person is wealthy, he shall bring many karbonos oilois, and if he is wealthy and also has a large household, he can also bring many karbonos shlomim, because we are not worried that the meat will be left over, since he has many people who can eat the meat. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, be'osbecha, bizman ha'osif, at the time of bringing in, she'ata machnis labayis peres hakayetz, at the time that you bring in the fruit of the summer. According to this pshat, ba'osbecha is telling you the time that sukkah should fall out, at the time that you bring in from the gurin and from the yekef. Davar acher, another pshat, ba'osbecha migarnecho miyikvecho, limei, the posuk is teaching us, she'mesachachin es ha'sukkah b'psoilis gurin v'yekef. The schach of the sukkah should be made of the waste of gurin and yekef. According to this pshat, the pasuk is saying, be'ospecha, with what you bring in from the gurin and the yekev, that is what you should cover the sukkah with. Psoiles gurin v'yekev, the waste of the gurin and the yekev, which is something that grows from the ground, is detached from the ground, and is not mekabel tuma. Zok Rashi v'hoyiso ach sameach, lefi pshutai, according to the pasuk pshat, ein zeh lashon tzivoy, this is not a command, because in pasuk yudalet it says already the command, v'samachta v'chagecha, elo rather, lashon haftacha, this is an expression of a promise. V'hoyiso ach sameach, the Torah is assuring you that you will be only happy. U'lefi talmudoy, and according to the Gemara, lamdu mikan, they learn from here, l'rabois leile yom tov ha'achron l'simcha. This pasuk is coming to include the night of Shmini Atzeres for rejoicing, that on this night too, you should eat flesh of the Karbon Shlomim. Many Karbonos Shlomim should be brought on the seventh day of Yontif, in order to eat them on the night of Shmini Atzeres. Zok Rashi v'lo yeroa es p'nei Hashem reikom, he shall not appear before Hashem empty-handed, ela havei oilois re'iyo v'shalmei chagiga. Rather, he should bring Karbonos oilois and Karbonos Shlomim when he is coming to be oile regel. Ish kemat nas yodoi, each person according to what he can give, mishiyesh le'oichlim harbei, somebody who has many people to feed, unechasim merubim, and he has a lot of money, yavi oilos merubois ushlamim merubim, he shall bring many karbonos oilos, and also many karbonos shlamim. If he just has a lot of money, and he does not have a lot of people in his family, then he should bring many karbonos oilos, because the carbon oilo is completely burnt, and it is not necessary for anybody to eat the carbon. And since this person does not have many people in his family, if he were to bring many karbonos shlamim, then he would not have many people to eat the meat of the shlamim, and it would become noiser. Therefore, we tell him to bring many karbonos oilois, because the karbon oila is completely burnt, and nobody has to eat from the oila. However, if he has a lot of money and also many people in his household, then he has many people who can eat this karbon shlamim. Then he can also bring many karbonos shlamim, because this way it will not be noiser, because many people will eat the basar of this shlamim. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that a person is required to visit his Rebbe on Yontif on the Shalosh Regalim. I once heard a pshat that we see a hint to this in our pasuk, Shalosh pa'amim bashana yeroya kol zechurcha es p'nei Hashem alekecha. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Shimon ha'amsuni would darshan every S in the Torah. He learned that every S is extra, and every S is coming to teach us something additional. It is coming to be marbe something. Until he came to the pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Hashem your God, you shall fear. And he did not know what to do with this pasuk, because who can we be marbe, who can we add to fear besides Hashem? Until Rabbi Akiva came and explained that this S is referring to Talmidei Chachamim. And the pasuk is telling us that one must fear Talmidei Chachamim also besides Hashem. So we see from this pasuk that the word S is coming to include Talmidei Chachamim. So too we can say over here when the pasuk says Shalosh Pa'amim Bashono Yeroeh Kol Zechurecha S Pnei Hashem Elokecha. Since it says the word S, it is coming to be marbe that not only do we have to be Oile Regel to visit Hashem 3 times a year, you must also come to be Mekabel Pnei Raboi Shalosh Pa'amim Bashono. And the question arises, does this mitzvah apply today also, or does it just apply in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? And this is a machlokes between the Noida B'Yehuda and Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. The Noida B'Yehuda says that this din of being Mekabel Pnei Raboi does not exist today. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, because over there the Gemara says that a person should not stand up before his Rebbe more than twice a day, only in the morning and in the evening, because the honor of his Rebbe should not be greater than the honor of Hashem. And since a person only stands b'tfilah before Hashem twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, a person should not stand before his Rebbe more than twice a day. So we see from this Gemara that the honor of a person's Rebbe should not be greater than the honor of Hashem. And since in our days the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of being oile regel, so therefore if a Talmud visits his Rebbe on Yontif, it appears as if he is giving more honor to his Rebbe than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz and the Malbom in Melachim Beis Perek Dalet disagree with the Noida B'Yehuda, and they hold that the Chiyuv of being Mekabel Pnei Raboi is only when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Because when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, one does not have time to be Mekabel Pnei Raboi. He must be busy going to Yerushalayim in order to be Oile Regel. However, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, one is Mechuyev to visit his Rebbe as a remembrance of the Oile Regel which he normally did to Hashem. When he goes to be Mekabel Pnei Raboi on Yontif, he will remember that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to be Oile Regel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a year.